All right, Cameron's in Garden Vale. We're talking about the landmarks that you found disappointing. Camo?
JB, Billy, I'm not sure if it's a landmark, but years ago I had some friends from Queensland come down and they wanted to see the penguins, so off we go to Phillip Island.
Yes.
We buy our tickets, we sit on these freezing cold benches and throw their you-know-whats off.
Yes.
We sit there, people bark instructions at us. It was so cold, we sat there and a couple of dozen little bloody penguins wandered up, turned around, wandered back, and they went, righto, that's it, off you go.
No way.
Tell you.
That's it. Todd from Bowen Heads. Todd?
Todd?
Yeah, mate. Bloody Simmons Stadium.
Oh! Todd, you're from Bowen Heads, mate. You can see the bloody lights from there.
Yeah, well, bloody, they talk it up like the people from Geelong invented lights, but the joint was just a letdown.
Oh. That's it, Bill.
Have you seen the new stand that's going to open tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be as bloody shithouse as the last.
That's it. No, Steve, I like it, Todd.
Place.
What a flog.
Stick around.
Todd,
stay
flog.
Online, Todd. Luke's in Geelong. Lucas?
Luke?
Yeah, I went to Sydney when I was 19, and I was very disappointed by the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh,
I was so keen for it too. I was like, wow, this amazing piece of architecture, and it's a lump of metal.
Fair dinkum. You're taking the mick, Luke. It's one of the great things of Sydney.
I climbed it, Tim. Yeah, you can go upstairs. And it's good fun. It's actually all right. It's not bad.
It's amazing. Let's get back to Todd from Bowen Heads. Todd, what did you find, landmark, did you find disappointing?
Well, like I said before, Jim, Buddy Simmons Stadium.
Yeah, good stuff, Todd. You're not winning a prize.
It holds about 1,000 people. They change the name every five minutes.
Bill.
33,000, Todd. I'm going to get this Husqvarna and I'm going to cut your bloody
Stay there,
head
Todd.
Off.
Well, let's get to Daniel in Cranbourne. Hello, Dan, man.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Good, Dan.
What was it with you?
I went across to America with a couple of mates and the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Nothing for me. It reminded me of being back over here where there's just another female that you can't get anywhere near.
yeah, that is true. I'm about to say, you can't get close enough to it.
You get on the boat, Jim. You can do the boat, which is quite...
The Staten Island, is it? Or the ferry? But Todd's on the line from Bowen Heads. Todd?
Yeah, Simmons bloody...
Fair dinkum, Jim, if you get him on again. He's not a Geelong boy. He can't say Simmons
Bowen
Stadium.
Bowen Heads, he's from, Bill.
I know. Well, he's a Geelong boy. Yeah. He can't be carrying on like that.
He said it's Simmons Stadium, and I don't blame him.
Oh,
you bloody flog yourself over it. I'm telling you now, Bill.
I'm there
lights
tomorrow.
Have been around for 35 years in stadiums in Australia.
With the Zen Garden. And the magnificent football department. You wait till you see it tomorrow, Jim. They'll have specials on it everywhere.
Will they?
Yeah. I'm there tomorrow.
I reckon they will.
I'm there nude.
Might just take one more call. What landmark did you find disappointing?
Jim?
We got Todd on the line from Bowen Heads. Todd.
Yeah, Simmons, mate.
Stop, Todd. Finicum.
Geelong in general.
I'm going to get Todd's number. Jill, get his number.
Geelong in general, he reckons.
Get his number. I'm going to fear
he can. I think Todd wins, doesn't he?
Todd can get stuff.
Of course he wins.
No, he doesn't. He can't win.
Geelong in general, he reckons.
Actually, he's not bad. Actually, he's been all right.
Well, I think we might have one
no,
more.
No, we haven't, Jim.
See if he's on the line. We got Todd there from Bowen Heads.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Piss off.
What did you find disappointing?
Simmons in Geelong and the greater Geelong area.
Oh, piss off, Todd.
Talking about what's grabbed you unusual, I'll tell you what's grabbed me unusual.
What?
Went to New York City years ago and very, very jet lagged. So I thought, well, I'll go for a walk to try and stop myself from just curling up on the hotel bed. Went to that DJ Schwartz or whatever it's called, that big toy shop. Walking around there. Suddenly, from behind, I've been bashed over the head with a great big toy dog by Favola.
Favola was in there.
No idea he's even there.
He stayed there for 3 days.
Grabbed
he loved
in the
it.
Head. Graham joins us in Newport, Bill.
Ah, Grahamy, how are you? What's grabbed you unusual?
Nah, mate, it's Todd from Bowen Heads. Simmons is shit out.
Get him off! He said it's Graham here, Jim.
Todd, come back at us.
Where's
from
bloody...
Bowen Heads.
Oh, Fiedek and Todd. He rang up Jim and said it was Graham. We've got to get his number. I'm going to ban
funny.
Him.
That's
I'm going to blacklist
Bill.
Him. He's
I
out.
I like him.
Oh, good one, Todd, you dick. Stand by, Jim. That's getting very interesting there with the cricketers.
I don't like where it's headed, to be honest. I think that there's sensible behaviour that can follow those discussions. But anyway.
So we got to go. Oh, hang on. There's a fire alarm here.
Oh, what, Bill?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's going beautifully. Simmons Stadium. Go. Look at him.
Is that true?
Look at this. This is the greatest.
Mate, this is true.
This is the greatest stand of all time, the greatest venue of all time. A place that's never had an issue as long as it's been built.
I've got to go, Jim.
90 million. Look at him.
There's security everywhere.
Look at this halfwit.
I've got to go. I'll come back in a minute. Sorry.
Can you believe what we're dealing with?
No, mate, it's Todd from Bowen Head. Simmons is shit out.
He's had to down tools and walk out. They've got a fire alarm. The new stand at Simmons Stadium. Can you believe that? Tell you, I've padded a little bit because I knew there was a call coming through from, I think it's Edgewater. Warren's out there. Hello, Waz.
Nah, guess who, Bill? It's Todd from Bowen Head. Simmons is shit.
Ah, Todd. For Jim.
I told you, Bill.
Get stuff, Todd. Feeding him. I'm going to get hold of him. Oh, Jim,
don't. Stay the joint down.
Oh, shut up.
Bill, Jim, it came through as Warren from Edgewater. Well, I had no idea it was Todd.
Well, his number would be the same,
no,
so you've got to ban him.
No, it's not saying the number. It just said Warren.
Oh, feeding him, Todd. Bill, I'm going down to Bowen Heads. I'm going to drive around there tonight. I'm going to find him. Feeding him. What a flog. Mate,
anyway. I'll tell you what he's got, Todd, is a cult following now, Bill.
Yes, not.
He has. He's got a cult following.
No, he hasn't.
The Rush Hour family have got right around him.
Oh, surely not.
Oh, no worries.
The flog.
I love he how he's now disguising himself as other people.
Warren.
I'm going to announce here what was said by the Geelong Football Club administration in anticipation of the new stand being open at Simmons Stadium.
Yes, please.
And I'm quoting here.
Righto.
The Brownlow stand will be open for the Cats round 9 clash under lights against the Western Bulldogs.
That's right.
Lifting Simmons Stadium capacity to 36,000.
Hmm.
That was what was said.
Yes, Jim.
About
that
two months ago.
36, yes.
36,000.
So what's wrong with that?
I read on in this article here where it says, Geelong has made the admission.
Oh, no.
That their new redevelopment of Simmons Stadium is a tiny bit smaller than first announced.
Well,
I'm still speaking. Oh. Acting CEO Justin Reeves, very good man,
Reezy,
by the way, says, with the way we use it for a home and away match,
that's it.
The most we can achieve is about 34,000.
Spot on. Well, what's 2,000 amongst
mates? We have
to
get our head around the fact that 36 is sort of unachievable.
Jim, what is 2 grand amongst mates?
Bill.
You know what happens,
you know,
Jim?
What that makes you as a club down there?
What?
Liar, pants on fire.
It does not.
You tell us it's 36, and then as soon as people start piling in, you realise only 34.
The people that built the stand said, I reckon it'll be 36, but time it's built and scoreboards go in and lunchrooms are bigger and boxes are bigger, it's down to 34. Now, if I'm honest, Jim, I don't reckon it's 34.
Bill, we've got a call come through. Let's get to the phones here. Who we got on the line?
G'day, Bill. It's Todd from Bowen.
Oh,
you're
not
a liar,
this flop.
Mate. It's a hole. Simmons is an absolute hole. I told you. It's not fit for a suburban ground, Bill.
Oh, get stuffed, Todd.
Close the joint down.
Whereabouts in Bowen Heads are you?
I'm not telling, Bill.
I'm going to come around and belt the crap out of you.
The joint's a hole.
I'm going to bring Tomahawk around and Chris Scott.
You're a liar, Bill.
I didn't bloody say it. Justin Reeves reckons it's only. Come on, Reevesy. Anyway, piss off, Todd. Is he gone? Good.
Gone, he's hung
up. You're a liar, Bill.
You're a liar, Bill. He reckons the joint's a hole.
Get stuffed, Brownless.
Yeah, that's what he's rolling with. Who can get stuffed? Maddie's in Carlton. Hello, Maddie.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you can get stuffed. Simmons Stadium and Bill, you can get stuffed too. It's Todd from Bowen Head.
Don't put him on the radio. Piss, get off,
no,
you
flog.
Don't
grab a beer with danger, mate, on the sidelines in that windy shithole down there.
Mate, cut him off, Leroy. Cut that bloody flog off. He's feeding him a flog. Who'd he say was
Todd
Matt from Carlton?
Yeah, Matt from Carlton.
Oh, he can get
Todd
stuffed.
Todd from Bowen Heads. I'm going to have
tell
a
what,
beer with
I
danger
him,
on the sideline.
If I meet him, I'm going to punch. I'll punch holes in him.
I'll tell you what he is, Bill. He's bloody funny. I like him.
I'll punch holes in
and
him.
And I'll tell you what else he is.
What?
Absolutely spot on. Nick from Craigieburn. Hello, Nick.
What's going on, boys?
Who can get stuffed, mate?
Any type of telemarketer.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
A bunch of flogs. They call you back after you hang up and tell them you're not interested either.
Got Rosa from Adelaide. Hello, Rosa.
Oh, Rosa.
Yeah, it's tight again. Bill gets stuffed.
Oh, right. Cut
that! Piss off back to Geelong and stay there.
Shut up, mate. Fair to come. We've got to get his number, and he's not ever allowed back on this station. Never call again, Todd.
Not in your life. I tell you what I love, Bill, is the fact that he just keeps reinventing himself. He keeps coming back as someone new.
Should have known with Rory from Adelaide. Never call again, Todd. Not on your life.
Bill, she's large tonight.
It is, Jim. I'm a touch nervous.
See how nervous you are. The Tigers, the Cats.
Come on,
and,
Cats.
Oh, now we've got a call here on the line. Trent from South Yarra. Trent.
G'day, Bill. I just wanted to say good luck to the Cats tonight. I'm just outside the ground as we speak.
Oh, good on you, Coco. Thanks for that. And I tell you what, the atmosphere should be building, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually. It's pretty empty here. It's Todd from Bowen Heads. I'm outside Simmons, and it's absolutely empty.
Oh! Who's this for? Todd, piss off!
The game tonight.
Hang on. Leroy, turn him off.
He's off.
It's pretty rubbish if you're playing a home final against your opposition at their ground. How shit must Simmons be? All the lights in the bloody world are never going to change the fact that I want to visit or watch footy at this stupid, windy, miserable Simmons shithouse. Shut the place up.
Put me on, Leroy.
I'm on, Bill, and keep the joint evacuated permanently.
You can get stuffed, you flog. I'm going to get Kim Jong Un onto you. I'm going to blow you up, you little turd. Where is he? Oh, don't tell me he's gone.
He's gone, sucked in, fatty.
I got some. Bill. Bandidos down Geelong Bay.
He's a special, Todd.
We're going to track him down. I'm going to drive around Bowen Heads and fix him up once and for all. He can get stuffed, that little turd.
All right. Well, not a bad one. Topics.
That's two from the Wilbur today.
Hang on. Yeah, and that, not as good as the first one. We got Ken. Another call comes through. Hang on quickly. We'll take this. Ken on the line from Deer Park. Ken.
Kenny.
Hey, Billy. Guess who?
Who?
It's Todd from Bowen Heads.
Todd! Piss off!
I wanted to bury the hatchet, mate, for 2018. I just wanted to call up for a chat, see how you're going. Did you know, Bill, the AFL's going to break the attendance record this weekend? Are you across?
Yeah, it's going to, well, last night, 90,000. Great start.
Yeah, massive start. You know how many are going to get through the gate down at Geelong?
How many?
None, Bill, because no one wants to go. Stop playing a game down there because it's a shithole. The AFL gave a game to Cairns, Bill. They don't even know what footy is up there and they still got a nod for round one. And they changed, Bill, they changed the stupid stadium, stupid name again to GMHBA Stadium.
Spot on.
It stands for?
What?
Gusty, mediocre, horrifically bad arena.
Todd, not bad from you.
It is a mediocre stadium for a mediocre place, and I'm never going.
I thought I'd get through the week without this idiot.
Here he is, Bill.
Now, Kirby, or Derby, or whatever your name is.
Digby.
When this bloke comes on, you got to cut him off, right? He's a flog, and he's not from Bowen Heads. He says he is, but he's not. Todd's a flog, right? Hey, Todd, piss off.
See you, Bill.
I'm surprised Todd hasn't rung in.
No.
Still waiting, though.
We don't want to hear from that vlog, Jim.
I reckon if we wait long enough, he might just ring us, Bill.
No.
Especially given how atrociously poorly Geelong are going. I'm of the opinion. I'm doing a social
experiment. And there's a home game this week.
I'm doing a social experiment.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah. I reckon if we wait long enough, someone will ring from Bowen Heads.
No, and we're not taking the call,
Bill,
if he does ring.
I'm telling you, because if we talk about this for long enough.
I don't want to hear from him, right? I don't want to hear from him. He's a flog.
I love him.
Hopefully he went surfing and fell off and hit his head.
I love him. Well, hang on. Who we got?
Oh, no, don't tell
me. We got Ken on the line. I think Bill, I'm just taking this random call.
Ken, is it? Who is it?
We got Ken on the line.
Ken
from Deer
Tucky
Park.
Fried.
Ken.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, yeah. No, well, there's so many people on the screen.
We got
Hello,
you, Ken.
Hello, this is Ken.
What do we got, Ken?
Ken.
Who's cooler than you, son?
Oh, yeah, I called in, Jim. Bill, you're a flog.
Hey, where you been, Todd? Are you coming to the game Sunday?
Where is it?
At that GMHBA Stadium.
Well, of course I'm bloody not, Bill. I don't want to go to that hole of a joint. You changed your stadium after a bloody party drug.
No. It's a health benefits. It's health. Geelong health benefits, you flog.
It's a shocking joint and I'm not going. See you, Bill.
Good. We don't want to see you either, Todd. He is a flog.
I love him, Bill. No. I knew if we waited long enough, he would ring us. Earlier today, I got a phone call, and it came through Switch here.
Switch.
So I wasn't aware of who it was, And he said, I want to talk to Bill.
Oh.
On air.
Well, you can't do that, Jim.
On air.
Unless there's a topic.
I said, any particular reason? He said, just get me on.
Oh.
I've had a gutful.
Right.
Bill?
Right.
So I said, I think we can carve out some space.
Well, who is it?
And we'll just get to him now. I think Ken's on the line from Deer Park. Ken.
Yeah, thanks, JB. It's Ken from Deer Park here, and I'm not happy with you, Bill.
Why, Ken?
I hear that you're talking shit about town, about me. Of course, this is Todd from Bowen Heads.
Oh, no. I was a bit worried there when it was Ken, but I don't give a stuff now. It's Todd.
In all seriousness, although, Bill, I call up for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I jump on this show. We're just having a laugh every now and then about Geelong and that shithouse stadium down there and all the rest of it. What, the GMHB, LGBTI stadium, whatever.
GMHBA. It's not hard, Ken. Yes.
But now you're putting my name in the dirt around town. I'm getting multiple reports from people that you're talking shit about me.
Is that true, Bill?
Well, I've joined links with a biking gang.
Oh.
And I'm going to have someone knock on Todd's door down at Bowen Heads.
You don't know where my door is, Bill.
I'll find it. It'll be a pink door or something too, I bet you.
I'll tell you what, I could hide down there at GMHBA because I'd be the only person in the joint. It wouldn't be a great hiding.
27,000 there, Sunday.
You barely half filled it. No one went. And then also your joint decides to schedule roadworks on the Prince's Freeway for Sunday night.
These are
after the game, Bill.
These are good points.
Fans hadn't been put through enough being sent to that shithole spot. The only road out was reduced to one lane.
That's not Geelong or GMHBA's fault.
It is Geelong. They should have six lanes outbound, Bill.
Talk to Vic Rhodes. See, that's where you just don't know. Talk to Vic Rhodes. That's got nothing to do with Geelong.
But anyway, Bill, I've prepared something for you.
Oh.
We're going to throw to a song here, Digby.
He's running the show now, is he?
And then I've got a surprise for you, Bill, because I'm really not happy with you.
Bill, have you been trash-talking Todd down there?
Bloody oaf I have. And if I ever catch up with him, Jim, he is in trouble.
Well, stand by.
Me and Snake and Slash are going to belt the crap out of him.
He's thrown to his own song, and then he's got something for you next.
He's running the bloody program.
Get it, Digby.
Shut up. You're still there. So we've got two segments for Flogsville.
Double segments, Todd. Yeah, that's right.
Double segments, Todd.
Yeah, and you're trash-talking me, and so I thought I'd trash-talk back, Bill.
Righto.
Because not only were Geelong, you were scheduled Sunday twilight, the arse end of the AFL fixture.
4:40.
Where no one wants to watch, no one wants to go.
Well, a lot went, yes.
Your party drug stadium, RSPCA Stadium, you barely half do it.
RSPCA.
And so I decided to pop into K-Rock during the week.
Oh, did you?
And you know how the AFL re-recorded all the AFL songs?
Yep.
I thought Geelong deserved to get their own one re-recorded.
Oh, righto.
So here's how I think it should sound for the 2018 season.
He's throwing in more songs now.
Oh, Jim.
All right. Here we go.
Go for it, Digby.
All right.
We are Geelong, the shittest team of all. We are Geelong, and our grounds are dumb.
Oh.
We play the game at a cold, windy hole. No one wants to go. We finally got lights and running water. Academia, the frozen shithole park.
Oh. What do you reckon, Bill?
Actually.
Do you want to use it?
No, but it's actually not bad, Todd. That's
he
not bad.
Dropped into K-Rock.
Right, into K-Rock down there, Jim. And Todd, fair
enough. It's not bad, Bill.
I know. Actually, I'll give you that. It wasn't bad. But you can't be hanging crap on the stadium and Geelong because you live down there and you know how important the stadium and the team is to Geelong, you flog.
Yeah, all right. We'll call it truth, Bill.
All right, then.
All right.
Now, stuff the truth.
Ken's in Deer Park. Ken, what's overrated?
The Geelong Cats Football Club, Jim.
Oh, why?
They are no good. And you might be able to help me answer this, Jim. Do you think that the coach of the Geelong Cats, Chris Scott, or their midfield recognised Josh P. Kennedy? If they ran into him on the street, do you reckon they'd be able to...
This is not Ken. This is not Ken. That's that flog from Bowen Heads. What's his name?
Buddy Todd from Bowen Heads. You are, Bill.
Piss off, Todd.
I wasn't calling up to say GMHBA Stadium because that would require it to be rated in the first place in order to be overrated.
Hey, Todd, piss off.
That so-called star-studded midfield on the weekend, four goals up at three-quarter time, couldn't get a clearance in the second half as one man went on an absolute wrecking ball. It is a disgrace of a club, absolute choke artist, and I hope they never win a game at that joint.
I hope you never ring again.
Oh, he's off to make another song at K-Rock.
I'm telling you, get his number, Bill. Get his number.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't give a stuff about you, Bill.
Get his number and we block him.
So, Bill.
Yes.
You think people are going to ring our station?
Look at him.
Having faked their own death. Bill, there's actually not a person.
When have you faked your own death and Bill, walked into a press conference?
It's an interesting story, but it's not one you would take to the family because no one else would have done it.
I think there's a couple of calls. Bill. There's a couple.
There is not a... Oh, here we are.
Withheld.
There is actually one call.
Yeah, see?
Are we taking... Which one are we taking? Are we taking this? Ken?
See, I told you.
Ken's in Deer Park. Ken.
Yes, Ken.
Fair dinkum, Bill. It is Todd from Bowen Head, and you need to finish up tonight, Brownless. Those stadium lights in Geelong have fried your brain. Fair dinkum.
Is that Todd? Piss off, Todd. He's hung up. No, he hasn't hung up. Bill, well, he can get stuffed.
Bill,
you're going to see him next Friday.
I think he's on the pace.
Jim?
That is the worst phone topic
when
I've ever
had. When did you fake your own death and then walked into a press conference?
When did you fake your own death?
Unusual. The Rush Hour, live from the Cremorne Hotel.
Oh, look at them. They're going beautifully. The pub is in here, Bill.
They are. The Cremorne Packington Street, of course, down here. The best pub in Geelong.
Well, now, Bill, I'll tell you what we're doing is the Friday Brag Artist.
Yes.
This is where you tell us something you've done during the week that's quite simply extraordinary. We've got... Who we got in the line here?
We've got Wayne. I think his name's from Heidelberg.
All right, Wayne.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne from Heidelberg here. Actually, no, it's Todd from Bowen Head. Bill, you idiot.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
And guess what, Bill?
What?
I was in your pub, Bill. I shook your hand. You don't know who it is. I was just in before and I had a pot, I had a Palmer, and then I pissed off from your dump of a pub. I'm never coming back. And you can stick that stupid statue at that stupid grand and it can stay there forever because it's a dump as well.
You were in the pub, then you got a free pot and Palmer and you didn't. Did you give any money to MND?
I gave a bit to MMD, but you won't get a cent of it, Bill.
Oh, you can get stuffed, Todd. If you come in here again, I'm going to get someone to punch holes in you, flog.
Yeah, well, I'm never coming back, so lucky.
Bill, you shook his hand. You didn't even know it was Todd from Bowen Heads.
Can't believe that. What's he look like?
But before we get to Friday Brag Artist, we've got another call. Who did we have earlier, Reggie?
We had Grahimi and we also had Shano.
That's it. They've already, just out of nowhere, called in to talk to you, Bill, like about how bad you're going.
I like it. They're ringing up early and we're not soliciting,
Jim. Not even part of the family sort of solicit, but here comes Barry from Oakley. Baz!
Yeah, g'day. It's Todd from Bowen Heads again. For my Friday appearance. Fair dinkum, is Candy Malloy on now? After that 35-minute intro, some of the worst radio you two have put out, and that's a very low bar.
Put me in there, Todd.
Well, somewhere around the 12-minute mark, Bill started speaking something that barely resembled English. I think you could drag that stupid fat statue in, you'd get a more intelligent conversation out of it.
Yes.
I just wanted to jump on and roast you. Cheers for the free Palmer, Bill.
I'll get stuffed, Todd.
He's gone.
He's hung up. I hate when he hangs up.
Hates up.
I hate it, that.
Oh, there's a Bill. We don't normally do this, Rabsy.
No, we don't.
But I've just seen, because lots of people ring. I'll just give people an idea what happens. Lots of people ring. They're on the right-hand side of the column.
Where?
The only one that in the screen in front of Rabs and I, you don't need to worry about it. But as soon as I get moved to the left, Rabsy, it means that the guys outside want us to take the call. So Kevin's on the, probably agreeing with me about the size of Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah,
Kevin's on the line from Templestowe. Kev?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's pretty sure, Jim, isn't he?
Who's this?
Yeah, it's Kevin from Templestowe. I just thought I'd... it's Todd from Bowen Heads, Bill.
Oh, no!
You idiot.
Where have you been, you flog?
It's been a while, Bill, but I thought I had to give you a buzz because you have been that bad in the last week. Now, you cramped on air, and people were telling me you've got to call in. Ironically, your cramp was the finest piece of radio you've produced in the last week.
Spot on.
It's been an absolute train wreck. Mm. You decided to go with a crossword. You were trying to nay out a crossword for a good minute on air. Wasn't that some good content for the listeners? Asking
yes,
which animals were on Noah's Ark.
Yes.
Yeah, that was some of your finest work. And then you decided to yell at a camera to see if it would move. That was really good for the people in their cars.
Voice activated, Flog.
Yeah, well, we couldn't see it, could we, Bill?
Where have you been? Anyway, they lock you up or something, have you?
I've been down at GMHBA Stadium, and I reckon the lights down there have cooked your brain, Bill.
He's gone. He just goes.
Hangs up on you, Bill.
He's a flog.
He listens. Bill put together this on the back of our boss coming down at the start of this week and saying, never is Bill to host a quiz again on this radio station. That's right. How badly he slaughters them, Saturday and during the rush hour.
Yeah,
so Bill's taken that on board, that feedback from
Personal.
The boss, and run a quiz every day this week. And they've all been shizen, except for yesterday, which was the worst of all time. We had two contestants.
Oh, they were dumb contestants.
Five questions.
Yes.
And each contestant had a go at each question because they got it, the first contestant got it wrong. So 10 answers all wrong. Worst quiz of all time. We put it up online, Bill.
Yes.
26,000 views.
Surely not, Jim.
That is a record. And the responses, like it's like a Webster's Dictionary. Adam Jones, radio homicide. Tig Chandler, it's the gift that keeps giving. Jeremy Emrose, career worst. These are just a snippet of the thousands and thousands.
Gold.
Julie Charlesworth.
Yep.
Great show. Love Rosie. The hose Mary filled in while Rabsy was away. Mm. She is superb, of course. We all love hose. Mm. But Bill, this is just a bit of the written in stuff. But then, of course, our answering machine.
Oh, no. George.
Bill.
Don't make up bloody
I stuff. Didn't know it was still in operation.
Have we got an answering machine?
Answering machine on the rush hour, which started 10 years ago when they were in vogue.
Yes.
They haven't even been around for 10 years.
Exactly, Jim. So but we haven't got one.
People found a way to give us a message on the answering machine, starting with the quizmaster legend that is Greg Evans from Perfect Match.
No. G'day, Billy. It's Greg Evans here, mate. I've been listening to you and I've saw the quiz online and I tell you, Bill, that is the most atrocious exhibition of quiz mastering that I have ever seen. Now, you've got my number. You can ring me if you need me. I might even throw in Dexter and make you a perfect match.
Bill, Dexter, there's a man who knows his way around a quiz.
He's doing marriages too
and
now, isn't he?
He's like in Bendigo or bloody Benalla or somewhere. Benalla. And even he heard it.
What, something with
B? And rang in Bill and said, I want a piece of Bill.
Jim, I won't be ringing him because he's doing marriages.
Marries a marriage celebrant. Yes. But also, it didn't stop there because a young bloke whose voice you'll recognise rang in.
Oh. G'day, Rush Hour. Tosca Brown's here. Dad, you just got a quiz better. We need a lift.
Oscar boy's had a crack
at me. Of course, after he played his only bad game first up this year, and you just said you must be better.
Played a few, Jim.
Yeah, that's all you said to him. That was your nice constructive feedback. And then, well, we heard from this man.
Hey, here's a question for you. Who runs the shittest, most putrid quiz on radio? It is you, Bill. This was the worst segment I have ever heard on the Rush Hour, and that is a very, very hard bar to top. It's Todd from Barwon Heads.
Oh, that turd.
Ship your quiz off. Ship off GMHBA Stadium and go Demons.
Oh, go Demons.
Todd from Barwon Heads.
He jumps in. We got Kev, I think, is on the line. Hello, Kev.
Hi, I was just wondering if I could win any Geelong tickets. Yeah, it's Todd from Bowen Heads. This weekend, you idiot fat! You idiot, go watch the AFLW team, mate. You can go get stuff better like next year.
Is that... Oh, my God.
He's gone.
Dickhead's still around.
He doesn't give a stuff about the comp.
Mate.
He's just having a crack.
Who is he? Don't chill. No more that
well,
flog.
Obviously, what happens is he gets sneaks through under an alias.
Oh, Kevin or someone.
That's Kev.
I'd love to meet him, Jim. I'd punch holes in him.
We're a Geelong playing this week, he reckons.